West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. 5.5 years after killing his brother-in-law, a Carrollton man has pled guilty to the crime and was sentenced to 30 years in prison without the possibility for parole, followed by 20 years on probation. Carrollton police had determined that on May the 3rd, 2018, the defendant, Melvin Cordero Barkley, and his brother-in-law, Tyler Waters, got into an argument during a telephone call. Waters was upset that Barkley and Barkley's fiancée were living with Waters' great-aunt and were not paying her rent. During the argument, Barkley invited Waters to come to the residence so they could discuss it. The two got into a physical fight right in front of the residence. Waters essentially won the fight, then got back into his vehicle and drove away. Barkley then got into his own vehicle with a knife and pursued Waters. Barkley caught up to Waters' vehicle, striking the back with his own car. Waters stopped his car, exited, and approached Barkley's vehicle. The two then got into another physical fight, during which Barkley stabbed Waters in the throat, severing his carotid artery and cutting his jugular vein. Waters was able to get back into his vehicle, but he died there. Barkley fled the scene, but was located the following day. Barkley had previously been convicted in 2012 for aggravated assault, terroristic threats and acts, and criminal trespassing. Then 3 years later, he was convicted of 2 counts each of theft by taking and second-degree burglary in Carroll County, and theft by deception and theft by receiving stolen property in Harrelson County. He served 13 months in jail. The city of Villarrica on Tuesday announcing plans to fork out $1 million to purchase the World Changers Church and adjacent property located at 206 North Avenue in Villarrica. City Manager Tom Barber details what the purchase would include.
The property includes the chapel, the parking lot across Church Street to the south, which is behind Hickstown, Fellowship Hall, which is east of the chapel across North Avenue, along with the gymnasium and the parking on that side.
And city officials did not reveal what they plan to do with that property on Tuesday. Well, numbers released by the University System of Georgia showing the University of West Georgia added more than 850 wolves to its enrollment over the past year. That's an increase of 7.2%. Brings the fall 2023 total to 12,769 students. Graduate enrollment surged by more than 33% in 1 year, with 4,315 students choosing to pursue advanced degrees at UWG. UWG students have collectively undertaken 118,395 credit hours in fall 2023, reflecting a 1.4% increase year over year, the first uptick in student credit hour production since 2016. And the institution reached a historic milestone in its retention of students from their first year into their second year this fall, with 76% of students choosing to return to UWG. This marks a 2.7% increase over last year, and it is the highest first to second year retention rate in the institution's history. A former Carrollton Trojan cheerleader in possession of an important historical artifact from the 1972 state championship football game has donated that item to Carrollton High School. 51 years after the Trojans beat Mitchell County 35-15 on the Eagles' home turf in Camilla, it was an artifact from that home turf, the 50-yard line marker that ended up at Alfreda Cook Brown's home in storage. The marker documents the historic Trojan win in Brown's own handwriting, which she said she added to make sure she didn't forget the details of that spectacular night. The marker has been added to the 1970s artifact case in the Trojan Hall of Fame. Area senior citizens looking forward to the chance to catch up with one another Thursday when they get all gussied up for the annual Thanksgiving Fellowship hosted by the West Georgia Council on Aging.
I remember the first event we ever held. We held it in Villarrica. We had 75 people there, and we were thrilled to death to have 75. A lot of people have made this what it is.
Council on Aging board member Sandra Morris says 40-some-odd years later, the event attracts more than 800 seniors annually.
This event Thursday is going to be fabulous. You're going to see a wonderful, beautiful crowd of people. We've ordered lunch for 800 seniors. The doors will open at 9. That gives you an hour to go around all the vendor tables, find your seat, and we're going to have coffee there, and the music's going to be fabulous. We're going to have door prizes. Just about everybody will leave with something, I hope. But please come on out. The weather may be yucky, it may be awful, but the gym's gonna be nice and warm.
The annual Thanksgiving Fellowship hosted by the West Georgia Council on Aging is tomorrow morning. Doors open at 9 o'clock at the Carroll County Rec Center. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.